everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world.
Okay, quick one today, because school just started, and it's been very, very busy.
Yeah, we just did the chalk walk, so we'll post a couple of pictures of that.
That was a lot of fun, but I'm still tired from it.
Yeah, it's a great organization. It's the Children's Hospital of Orange County. So we walked a little over 3 miles to help the Children's Hospital with some of former Abbott students. That was a lot of fun.
And current students. And one of them is going to be starting a service project that helps out the Ronald McDonald House, actually in our area. That's actually what she's doing. So you'll hear more information about that soon and what her efforts there, which I think will be kind of cool. So
That's awesome.
Let's get into it real quick. What do we got this month?
So on this podcast, we have Andrew from When We All Vote. He's going to share some tips for educators on how to get stuff started on your campus to help people register to vote and encourage them. And then we also, on our next podcast, we will have two members from the Reach Higher team talk about their Beating the Odds Summit that they just had with Michelle Obama. So we'll be talking with Stephanie and Marone.
Well, that's cool. This month, it was a pretty cool episode. It was a little different as far as what it was, as far as the voting stuff. But I learned a lot. I think it was actually pretty cool. So I encourage you to check out those resources if you're interested in civic engagement and getting students to register to vote or to pre-register if you're in a state that allows that. So let's pretty much get to it.
Yeah, and it's all free. So be sure you guys listen to our podcast and get some tips and check out their website. Andrew, if you could we're excited to interview you. We know you work for When We All Vote. If you could just share with our listeners where you went to college and what you studied.
Great. Well, Dan and Priscilla, it's great to meet you guys and to be here talking about voters and voter registration. I'm from New York City, and I went to the College of St. Rose in Albany, New York, and studied high school education. And I started my career as a high school social studies teacher on the Lower East Side of New York City.
That's the accent. I can hear it.
it comes out, Dan, when I'm excited and when I'm getting going. So talking about things like voter registration, you know, really gets me going. So I left teaching, though, in 2008. I was teaching government economics, and I was teaching my students about the primary process, and we were doing a lot of voter initiatives in our school. And around that time, President Obama became the candidate, and I left New York City to move to Colorado to work on his presidential campaign. Following that time, I came back to New York, finished my master's degree, and then received an appointment in the Obama administration's Department of Education, where I led outreach to civil rights organizations and the labor community. And then following that time, I led some national and statewide campaigns that supported educational equity issues. And that eventually led me back to the Obamas and to join the When We All Vote program.
Wow, you have a lot of great experience. Can you share with our listeners what When We All Vote is?
Sure, I'd love to. When We All Vote is a nonpartisan, nonprofit 501c3 organization. And we are focused on closing the race and age gap in voting and changing the culture around voting. And we don't care about who you vote for or how you vote. We're not going to talk about that or tell you what you should be doing. But we just want you to get registered and to get out there and vote. That's of primary importance. More specifically, Priscilla, the K-12 school voter registration program is focused on making voter registration a priority in all schools across the country. And we have two main goals. The first is to change the culture and conversation around voting. And the second is to make schools and districts hubs for civic engagement, voter registration. Mm-hmm. And we are working with districts and schools across the country to register voters, increase turnout, and send a message to people about why voting is so important. Ultimately, we want voter registration and voting to become as common as a homecoming in schools.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's important for people to get out there and vote. And I noticed Michelle Obama is really involved with the When We All Vote campaign. Can you share how she got involved with it?
She is. She's actually the founder and co-chair of the organization. And last fall, Mrs. Obama wanted to become more engaged in the conversation around voting. So she launched the When We All Vote initiative last year. And again, like I've said before, the main goal there was to become part of the conversation and change the culture around voting and registering to vote. The second part of that, we were really in particular focused on young people and people of color, traditionally marginalized populations that have historically have turned out to vote in lower numbers and have been registered to vote in lower numbers. And amongst these groups, we want to increase turnout as well. Mrs. Obama is passionate about democracy and believes that for it to work, everybody needs to have their voices heard. And she uses a good one for people. You wouldn't let someone else come and choose what clothes you put on before you go to school. So, you know, why would you let somebody else vote and choose your president, choose your governor, choose your mayor, et cetera?
Yeah, and I know at our site what we did this past year was our history department had promoted the voting campaign and we're actually taught them about why it's important to vote in their classes. Mm-hmm. And then also Global, which is a club on campus, and Avid, and Reach Higher, and even the school counseling team, we promoted in our FAFSA workshop. But maybe you could share how we can, as educators, can help our students and school communities register to vote. If you could share with our listeners how they can take part in that.
To directly answer your question, Priscilla, teachers and educators can text TEACH, T-E-A-C-H, TEACH to 21333. That will introduce them to the program, and we will be able to directly contact them and follow up with supports and resource materials to get a program established in their school. But it's really important. I want to just point out a couple of things. First, we use the term educators and When We All Vote because we want to be sure that we're incorporating all members of the school community. This is not just something for civics teachers of senior high school students. I think the work that you are doing in Riverside that you mentioned just a moment ago is a great example to schools across the country. This is something that all school staff and students can be involved in. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about educators, we mean teachers of all grades and all subjects, principals, administrators, chair people, counselors, librarians, coaches, aides, any civic-minded individual in the school that wants to take this on and drive this work. Is welcome to the program. We also say K-12 and not just high school because we're focused on high school seniors that are eligible to register, and that's 17-year-olds that will be 18 by the next election. In some states, that's pre-registration as
right.
well.
Yeah.
But it, you know, as importantly, we want to register parents of school-age children. So that is oftentimes parents that are enrolling their children in pre-K or kindergarten programs or into middle school. So we want to be sure that this is as expansive and inclusive as possible. Second, schools are the heart and soul of our communities. So there is no better place to be having a conversation and a discussion about the importance of voting and actually registering people to vote than in our schools. Students and parents generally sometimes are unsure of when and how to register to vote. And so educators can provide an excellent source of guidance and encouragement in how to do so. And as a former teacher myself, as I said before, I understand the time constraints, the burdens, and the stresses that educators are constantly under, no more now than ever. And we will be with them every step of the way. We will provide webinar trainings, technical assistance, connections to local voter registration organizations where that applies, sample lesson plans to engage students in conversation and other support resources. So again, to become a part of that program, to receive those materials and supports, TEACH to 1333. That is, again, text TEACH to 1333.
Yeah, and I think another idea we were talking about for this school year is we have parent conference night. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of people come to that first fall conference, and we had talked it over about having promoting it at the parent conference to vote. And so
we got an organization to come out and do that, didn't we, too?
Yeah, so they were going to help people register to vote, and then just having our students help promote it and our leadership. So they're a great organization. And then, oh, sorry, go ahead, Dan.
No, that was me.
Yeah, that was me, Priscilla. I wanted to say a couple of things that popped into my head as you were talking. You know, the first piece is we're looking to improve the model of voter registration. And so we're not just looking to set tables up at a homecoming event or at a parent teacher night, but to be very focused and intentional about the voter registration effort. And that means with eligible high school students, that means identifying students that are going to be able to vote and be registered and talking to them one-on-one, having their coaches or their club supervisors connect with them and having a conversation, having the conversation in the classroom, and then registering that student with parents, having the one-on-one conversation with them as well, and being proactive in engaging those folks to get registered to do that.
And where can we find information on this? Is there a website?
Yeah, we do have a website, whenweallvote.org. And on there, you can learn how to register to vote. You can check your registration status. You can take the pledge to vote, which we are asking everybody to do. You can also find out about elections in your community, and you can also find out what's on your ballot. And that'll be continually and constantly updated as every state has new elections that come up between now and 2020.
Okay. Well, before we go on to our last question, Dan, did you have any other questions?
Not a question, but I found it interesting that it all – did you think it kind of stemmed out of being the social studies teacher? Because I was a history teacher too before I took over the AVID program, so that's kind of always on my mind. You know, as I studied history in college and got into the government and econ stuff, that's always kind of – I was always even promoting that kind of stuff even before we had organizations come out to start registering to kids. In my AVID class, I actually did bring an organization out to pre-register because you can do that in California. Did you, you find it all kind of stemmed from that, just kind of being the history civic-minded guy in general with a background in that?
Absolutely. I mean, I would, of course, go back further to my parents and my grandparents. We were always civically engaged, always having conversations about politics and government. It was always present in my life growing up, and I was always fascinated with the machinations of government and how it really worked. When I became a social studies teacher, I was then able to transfer that to my students and then take it a step further and empower them with the tools and the resources to get to register and then to get involved. Mm-hmm. So it did stem out of that. But for the When We All Vote program, I would also add that as a social studies teacher, I also learned and understood that any program around civic engagement would live and die with me running it. And so I've seen a lot of voter registration programs and civic engagement programs put all the onus on the civics teacher. Some schools don't even have civics programs, or they'll put it on the social studies teacher. If that one teacher is not interested or is just overburdened to the degree that they are not able to take this project on, then the effort lives and dies with them. So we wanted to be sure that this was a team effort and that that any civic-minded educator in the school could be involved. And we also think that this conversation is really ripe for any class, math classes, science classes, technology, all the STEM fields. Today, with the capabilities that we have and how sophisticated we are, this conversation could work in any classroom. In a technology class, you could do voter progressions or demographic shifts and mapping and how that's impacted elections. And you could talk about other pieces like gerrymandering and how the map is changed and redrawn. So I think this is something that, yes, to answer your question, totally drove me to become a social studies and a history teacher, something I enjoyed talking about, but then also realized that we are able to certainly expand who is leading this work in the schools. And a point that I forgot to make, I wanted to make earlier, students are a major part of this. And so while we are focused on engaging educators to get this into the schools, we want them to be sure that they are engaging students as leaders of their peers to work on this and become voter registration captains and build out voter registration teams with their teachers and with their peers. And so we want this to become really, in a lot of cases, for students and led by students.
So I'm checking out the website kind of as you speak, which is kind of neat, doing this on the internet. I can kind of surf around while we're talking, and I clicked on California because that's where we are. And,
excellent.
It's a wealth of information about not only voting, but what's upcoming and what it takes to do that and how to register, pre-registration, same-day registration. But I noticed, too, that it's for every state, it looks like. So it's kind of neat. It's something you could be looking at. Okay, look, this is what California does. Let's have a look at what New York does. How does it differ? So that kind of can open up a bunch of different conversations as well.
I just found that kind of interesting. It is interesting, and I've learned a lot myself in doing this work, and I do find it pretty fascinating how different states run their voter education and voter registration efforts. On our website, which is continually being updated, teachers and educators will find several resources. One is a state-by-state guide that you just alluded to, and that runs through all of the materials or identification in some cases that's needed to register. It runs through what the laws are in that state, the eligibility age and requirements, and when and how. And then it also will we have information there about upcoming elections.
Right, which is what I found. Well, that was pretty interesting.
But yeah, we do have this. This is important also to mention that we are partnering with a lot of organizations across the country, voter registration and education organizations such as the League of Women Voters, the YMCA, the National Board Certified Teachers, National and State Teachers of the Year, the American Counselors Association, the Librarians Association, Council of Great City Schools. So we are working with organizations that represent educators across the spectrum and also voter registration organizations. And so together, we want to really fill out the entire map of the U.S. and be sure that every school is covered and has the support it needs to establish and run a program.
Yeah, and I encourage everyone to check it out. I've pledged to vote on their website, and I receive their text messages. And I also just saw on your website the shirt. I love the shirt that you just posted about when we all vote, we change the world, Michelle Obama. I'm definitely going to buy that shirt, and I'll wear it to school. Well, you guys can check out the website. They have great resources. And as we go into our Sunshine Spotlight, we like to share at least one thing that made us happy this week. So, Andrew, if you can name at least one thing that makes you happy about when we all vote.
I like how we're finishing this, Priscilla. It's end on a real positive note. What makes me happy about when we all vote is that while I know how exhausted they are by so many things, seeing their energy around this work and doing work that is outside of their normal day gives me energy to continue to work hard to try to reach every school in America. And ultimately, this is about empowerment. And last year, we registered tens of thousands of people. And of those thousands, a large percentage turned out to vote. And knowing that we help to continue to empower so many people to add their values and their ideas to the larger conversation about the direction of their community and of our country makes me really happy. And as Mrs. Obama and President Obama would often say, change happens when ordinary people get involved, get engaged, and together, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. And above all that, I just love being back in schools, working with teachers, working with students. While my work has always been in education, I've been removed from the school setting for quite some time. And there just is no greater community than educators, no better place to be than in a school or in a district, and no better place to be than the school at the beginning of the year, senior year. It's so much energy. I guess the only better place to be would be at the school at the end of the year for graduation.
Yeah.
So, you know, on that, we'll be celebrating all of the efforts that all schools have put forth throughout the year with a large end of the year pep rally, and celebrating all of the new registrants and all of the new voters and all of the great work that educators and students have been a part of throughout the country.
For my Sunshine Spotlight, it's being back at work, but also despite all the news information that's been going around with the recent tragedies, I'm very grateful for my family and friends and my job. Oh my gosh, I love working at the best high school in the world and helping kids. So just doing everything that you're doing with When We All Vote, it's been a great help to help us and other educators. So thank you, Andrew.
As far as mine, You know, this week I've had a lot of interactions with students as we get geared up for the school year. I use the Remind app, so they've been contacting me about summer work or scheduling or just what's going on, and it's you could tell there's excitement in the air for my incoming seniors, because I have students for their junior and their senior year in the program, so they're gearing up for, you know, college apps and insights and scholarships and everything else we got going. There's a genuine, they're nervous, but there's a genuine excitement in the air. And I've had several actually tell me, like, I'm so excited for what we got. Like, I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time.
The buzz in the air of back to school.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Andrew. It was an honor to interview you, and we appreciate all the work you do in New York and across the country.
Yeah, fantastic conversation. It was good.
Priscilla, Dan, I appreciate all of your efforts. You guys really are standouts, and thank you for thanks for having me on. This was wonderful.
No problem, Andrew. If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. And don't forget, text TEACH to 21333.
Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.